Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Black Friday holiday shoppers, and happy week 12 of the NFL season. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for taking the time this holiday weekend to tune in. We had a busy Thursday slate, three games on the go after a wonky week 11 for the podcast picks. However, it felt good to get right. Bring home the bacon on Turkey Day, a little clubhouse sandwich action. Great day for me with my personal bets. Great day for the podcast picks as well. Someone that had also cashed in with some selections was my man Dell, the producer of the Sharp 600, who is in the mecca of sports gambling this week, live from Las Vegas. How's Sin City treating you, buddy? You got chap lips yet?
It's actually the first thing that happened to me. Thank God I brought some chapstick because it's really saving my ass right now. But it was nice to make some money yesterday and do it live because we're at the books. We're going to all the different books on the strip and making some money in person. Just a little more fun than doing it on your phone.
Great. And you guys are there all weekend too. So tune into the Covers social channels there on Twitter and Instagram. And what else we got going on?
TikTok,
YouTube. Facebook.
No, Facebook.
YouTube.
Facebook's
Yeah,
washed.
A ton of Facebook's wash. Eat it. What's that kid's name?
Zuckerberg.
You get no love. But just tune into those all of our social channels there. You've seen some great content coming from these guys in Las Vegas. Hopefully you survive it and make it out of there. But good showing up with a chapstick. That's one thing I was going to tell you is like instant chap lips every time I go to Vegas, whether you're dehydrated from, the steady coffee and booze diet or just the desert air. All right, so before we start the show here, we remind you that if you have a few seconds, if you like what we're spitting in your ear here, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. Much appreciated. Well, let's get to it. 600 seconds on the clock, please.
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so it's been a bad year, admittedly, for my weekly NFL underdog picks. The column picks just not hitting. So treat these selections with caution, like deep frying a turkey. The potential for delicious goodness is there, but you may also lose your eyebrows. I took Titans +2.5 at home to Cincinnati. Tennessee is a polarizing team. You have some people that love them, some guys that think they're frauds. We're going to find out this weekend. This rushing attack of Derrick Henry, they're going to go up against a suspect run-stop unit from Cincinnati, and the Titans pass game starting to come around here too as well. The defense has been phenomenal for Tennessee. Pass rush, getting great pressure without bringing the blitz. Joe Burrow still taking a shit ton of sacks as well too. You mix in a little payback and revenge for last year's playoff loss to Cincinnati, and it has me taking Tennessee in the points. At home, I took the +2.5 with Carolina at home to Denver. This line down as low as +1, seeing some +1.5s out there. Panthers been doing it and doing it well as an underdog the past five games, 4-1 ATS. Now they're moving to Sam Darnold, which is not a huge upgrade over the other two guys that have played quarterback. But Darnold, I will say, sneaky runner, and that mobility is going to help on those third down conversions. When plays break down, he's going to be able to make something happen with his legs. Carolina's defense continues to push back, has done a good job the last 2 weeks, faces a Denver offense, missing some skill players, very thin at running back and just not producing points. So Carolina +2.5. Last underdog bet for week 12 is the Steelers +2.5 at Indianapolis on Monday Night Football. The Colts continue to play above expectations, but you just have a huge coaching mismatch here with Jeff Saturday, Parks Frazier calling the plays. They're going up against Mike Tomlin, and the Steelers defense can slam the door shut on the ground. It's going to make this Indy offense go pass heavy, and that unleashes the ultimate power of TJ Watt against what is one of the worst offensive lines out there. Kenny Pickett, still a work in progress, but doing much better, had a big game against Cincinnati last week. I expect him to get plenty of touches and keep Pittsburgh within the +2.5 on Monday Night Football. Now, on the Tuesday show, we talked about a couple early week bets that I did have. I have Miami-Houston over 45.5. I have the Seattle money line -180 hosting Vegas. Those have moved. Also, Tampa Bay -3 going up against the Browns. This one has moved to 3.5. You can still find a field goal out there for a price, but the Bucs off a much needed bye after winning two in a row. You're going to get those wide receivers healthy. You're going to get the O-line healthy. Brady getting a break as well, both physically and mentally, which he really needs. And Cleveland is just done like dinner. This is a team with no postseason hopes. They're expected to start Deshaun Watson next week. That is opening up an entire different can of worms for this team. The Browns' defense is terrible, and I think we're going to see a solid offensive output from Brady and Co. The run game has life with Rashad White. This Tampa Bay defense historically strong against the run as well, so I think they can slow down Chubb, slow down Hunt, make Brissett try to beat them. Tampa Bay -3. I have, going back to the Denver and Carolina game, Russell Wilson over 18 and a half completions for this game. Now, Denver QB coach Clint Kubiak, he took over play calling duties last week, and then the Broncos went out and posted their most efficient day of offense this year. Didn't score a lot of points, but just very efficient. And Wilson as well, very efficient. Completed 24 of his 31 pass attempts for 247 yards. It was his highest completion rate of the year, over 77%. The Panthers offense, not that great a team, and the move to Darnold isn't life-changing by any means. Carolina allows opponents the most time of possession and the second most plays per game because their offense is kind of shite. Now, the Broncos' run game is thin, so this offense is going to sit on Russ's shoulders, and he's going to get a lot of attempts. Even with those wide receivers out, they were out last week, and he threw the ball a lot. Carolina allowing its last three foes a completion rate of over 72%. So while I like the Panthers as home dogs, Wilson can top this low completion total of 18.5, which is something he's done the last 2 weeks. Two more prop bets. Green Bay over 22.5 rushing attempts as a team versus the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. The blueprint has been built for beating Philadelphia, and it starts with running the football. The Packers have a great two-headed monster in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. They're taking on an Eagles run stop that has watched its last three foes hand off almost 36 times per game, a run rate of over 53% per snap. Packers hand off just under 26 times per game on the year, and while they ran the ball only 18 times in the loss to the Titans last week, a Tennessee defense that's among the best at stopping the run, they ran 39 times, 25 times, and 31 times in the three games prior. So Green Bay over 22.5 rushing attempts on Sunday Night Football. Final prop here, Monday Night Football. Deontay Johnson, there we go, over 45.5 receiving yards. Johnson has the workload to put up big numbers. He's sixth in the league in total snaps, 10th in targets. He ranks out fourth in terms of getting open, according to 538. Yet, Kenny Pickett just not connecting with him. Offensive coordinator Matt Canada comes out this week and says, Johnson is the guy they want to get the ball to more. And this spot against the Colts could be it. Indy, very good against the run, sometimes a little ho-hum against the pass. And we could see Pickett, who is coming off a very good game against Cincinnati, throwing more. You also have a Steelers offense playing indoors for the first time this season. This is something that is not factored into these offensive props. Johnson's receiving yard total has dropped from 50.5 yards the past few weeks to now 45.5 yards for this game. I like the over on Monday night for that one. Dell, what do you like in week 12?
You talked about the Buccaneers a little earlier and Rashad White, and I love him to score this week at plus 115. Rashad White saw an increased role in Tampa's week 10 win over the Seattle Seahawks, and yeah. I think it's just going to continue this week with Leonard Fournette expected to be sidelined in this one. So I really like Rashad to find the end zone here.
No, it's a great bet. Great bet. And speaking of TD anytime picks, we're going to go back to our head-to-head TD anytime pick matchups. Dell, who do we got as our first pair?
First up, we're going Lamar Jackson plus 165 or Jalen Hurts plus 129.
All right, I'm going to lean Lamar on this one just because I don't know how many chances Philly's going to have with the football. I expect the Packers to play a little possession ball. Jackson takes on Jacksonville. They've allowed plenty of rushing yards to QBs this season. Jalen got one against the Jags earlier in the year, so now it's Lamar's turn. Who's next?
Michael Pittman plus 165 or Tyler Lockett plus 145.
All right, I like Lockett facing a Raiders pass defense that is dead last in EPA allowed per dropback. He can play inside, he can play outside, beats guys one-on-one coverage. He scored TDs in three straight games. Pittman relying on Matt Ryan, that offense. I don't trust the Colts.
Finally, Logan Thomas plus 480 or Austin Hooper plus 500.
Hooper had a big week last week, and Thursday caught two touchdowns, but I'm going to go Thomas here. He's working his way back into form. Had a good day last time out. He faces a Falcons defense that is a pretty solid secondary, but has struggled to cover tight ends. Atlanta allowing the fourth most yards to the position, second most in receptions to tight ends. Thomas was nursing a rib injury, but he's expected to play. Atlanta not great in the red zone either, so I like Thomas to score. All right, so 2 weeks and two winners for our teaser picks here for the Sharp 600. I'm tacking on 6 points to the Bears and the Jets total. Going to take it down to 44.5. Jets offense, pretty bad. They're starting Mike White. Great defense. And then we got a banged up Justin Fields. He may not be as aggressive. So I'm going under 44.5 for the teaser. Del, what do you like here?
I'm teasing the Niners down from -9 to -3. The Saints, they're frauds and they're not a good team. Mm-hmm. Simply put, and they have no quarterback. So Niners -3.
All right. 2 minute drill time with Arthur DeCesar of the Las Vegas Superbook. Arthur, happy Thanksgiving. You got to give us a teaser leg here. We're 2 for 2 so far with these Team 600 teasers.
Yes, the teasers have been good. Let's do Titans +8.5.
All right. I'm on the Titans as well, too, with the points. So I like this one here. Biggest bet game for week 12 so far.
Right now, it's a Sunday nighter. Packers, Eagles, you know, obviously, you know, with the games going off on Thursday, you're going to get a lot of action Thursday. But the Sunday night game, good matchup as far as teams go, so that's where you're seeing the most action.
All right, where's the liability stacking up for the Superbook this weekend?
Right now, pretty neck and neck, Buccaneers and Seahawks. You know, Bucks are taking good action off the bye, and everyone is fading the hometown Raiders.
All right, now that it is Thanksgiving, most overrated Thanksgiving dinner food and your most underrated?
So my underrated isn't really underrated because I think everyone likes it, but I just think stuffing's the greatest thing.
Stuffing is good, but there's a lot of people
ever created.
Don't like it.
Yeah. Okay, that's weird because I think everyone I talk to loves it, and I'm going to be
Greg Olson agree.
Okay, I'm going to be a little controversial here. I think turkey's overrated.
Yeah, you can get a good ham. I was talking to a guy today; they had steak. I don't know, turkey's
it's a little overrated.
Good. All right, if it's done like too dry, sure. Pros versus Joe's game here.
It's going to be the Chargers-Cardinals game, and the Joes are going to be on the Chargers, and the Pros are going to be on the Cardinals. I think the Pros got in pretty early when they got the best number of 4.5 and 4, really hoping Murray would play. It looks like he's going to play. Mm-hmm. Now that it's Chargers 3, the Joe public bettors are happy to lay the 3.
All right, notable total here for week 12.
It's going to be the under in the Ravens-Jaguars game. It was as high as 47.5. Sharps took that. Sharps also took under 45.5. We're now at 43.5. 4-point move to the under.
All right, so Dell's in Vegas right now. Thanksgiving weekend in Vegas, not too bad. Where does it rank among the Vegas weekends?
You know, it's not even in the top 5. It's pretty sleepy, to be honest with you, because it's obviously revolved around family. So I think of it as sleepy.
It's sleepy holiday. Not too bad. A lot of football. If you're a sports better, it's a good one.
And with the World Cup this year, so.
That's right. Real good one this year. All right. So we heard the horn, but we got to get your best bet for week 12.
I'm going to do it again. I'm a glutton for pain. They killed me last week, but I'm laying the 1 with the Broncos.
Oh, all right then. Broncos +1. I'm on the other side of that one. I got Carolina +2.5.
All right.
So head-to-head again. Head-to-head again. All right. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Dal. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining the Sharp 600. When you get a second, we remind you, please rate and review the podcast. And best of luck this weekend. We will talk to you on Tuesday.